Panjab Radio, 1584 AM, Sky Channel 0130, DAB Digital Radio, and online at panjabradio.co.uk.
Welcome back to the Sunday Punjabi on the Rise Punjab Radio. So, Ji Singh Hazir te Hazir honga pure 2 baje tak. ਇਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਸਪੈਸ਼ਲ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਹੋ ਰਿਹਾ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਸਾਡੇ ਕੋਲ ਜੌਨ ਪੈਨਰੋਜ਼ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕਿ ਐਮ ਪੀ ਨੇ ਵੈਸਟਰਨ ਸੁਪਰਮੇਅਰ ਦੇ ਤੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੀ ਨਾਲ ਉਹ ਮਿਨਿਸਟਰ ਫਾਰ ਕੌਨਸਟੀਟਿਊਸ਼ਨਲ ਰਿਫੋਰਮ ਦੇ ਮਿਨਿਸਟਰ ਵੀ ਨੇ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਆ ਕੇ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਨੇ ਤੇ ਉਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਜੀ ਆਇਆ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਜੌਨ ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਰੇਡੀਓ
ਵੈਲ ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਵੈਰੀ ਮਚ ਫਾਰ ਹੈਵਿੰਗ ਮੀ
ਹਾਊ ਆਰ ਯੂ ਔਨ ਦਿਸ ਕੋਲਡ ਡੇ
ਆਈਵ ਜਸਟ ਬੀਨ ਟਾਕਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਐਨ ਇੰਟਰਫੇਥ ਨੈਟਵਰਕ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਰਜਿਸਟਰਿੰਗ ਏਵਰੀਵਨ ਟੂ ਵੋਟ ਸੋ ਇਟਸ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਪ੍ਰੀਟੀ ਵੈਲ ਸੋ ਫਾਰ
Oh, good. Okay, so everybody's keeping you warm then. Okay, John, could you tell me about your role within the constitutional reform?
Well, one of the things which I've been asked to try and do is to make it easier for people to register to vote, because obviously if you don't register to vote, then you can't use your vote on polling day, and that means that you don't have a democratic voice in the government of the country or in your local council or whatever it might be. So this week is all about just getting people to vote. It's all about national voter registration drive.
Okay.
One of the things that we want to try and get everyone to get involved with.
Good. Okay, why have you chosen this week? Why not another week?
It was available and I wanted to get it done soon.
Okay.
In fact, as well, to be fair, it's really organized. And a lot of the detail is being sorted out by Bite the Ballot, which is a really good organization that's helping it. Okay. So they're the people who really chose it.
Okay. And what are you hoping to achieve from this?
Well, last year when this ran, we managed to sign up hundreds of thousands of people who weren't registered to vote. And again, if you aren't registered, then you can't use your voice, you can't get your democratic point across, and politicians might not pay as much attention to you as they should. So last year we got a lot of new people to sign up. Hope to do the same again this year.
Okay. Is it just sheer laziness, or people just can't be bothered?
Well, sometimes government makes it quite difficult for people to register. And we're trying to start off by making it a whole lot easier.
Okay.
For example, your listeners can register online in about 3 minutes. If they just Google about register to vote, it's dead easy. But it used to be hard. So to be fair, it isn't always just people not really trying. It's sometimes it can be officials making it difficult.
Okay.
But we're trying to solve that problem now.
Okay. I think one of the very important question in this is, why should people register to vote, or why is it so important that people register to vote?
Very important question, and I guess the point is that if you don't register, then come polling day you won't have a polling card, and that means you can't actually use your democratic voice. And the whole point about living in a democracy is we all get a say. All our voices count equally. Yours counts the same as mine, and every single one of your listeners counts the same as yours and mine as well.
Yeah.
But if we don't use it, if we don't send a message, if we don't say, well, I like this and I don't like that, then we're effectively silent, and someone else's voice will count larger than yours or mine or any of your listeners.
Yeah, because normally what happens is they don't like something the government's doing, and then they start blaming the ministers or the prime ministers or whoever. But if they would have voted for the right candidate at the voting time, that shouldn't be a problem later on then, should they?
Well, that's absolutely right. You complain at the time, but your complaint will have a heck of a lot more force if you then back it up with a vote on polling day.
Yeah, yeah. I know it's very important to register votes, but what are the real benefits? Is it something we just talked about, or are there other benefits?
Well, not only does it give you your democratic voice, the way we were just saying, but also it can have very major other benefits as well, because often if you're applying for a loan or a mortgage or something like that, then the credit reference folk will check to see if you're on the electoral register at all, and if you're not, then you don't get quite such a high score. So it can have other benefits as well as the democratic ones, but I would argue that the democratic ones are pretty strong in the first place.
I think those two are the very important one, because obviously at some point we all take out a loan, whether it's for a car or a house or whatever, because sometimes these retail shops, they offer interest-free loans, but if you're registered on a voter's roll, then it makes it easier for you to get credit.
Yeah, it absolutely can. I mean, there are other factors they take into account, but that often is one. And it doesn't hurt to get on, because it'll help.
Okay. We talked about the general public. I'm going to talk about a bit about the British Punjabi citizens here. And we all regularly travel between UK and India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, wherever. What about them?
Well, they are British citizens just like everybody else. They can vote just like everybody else, providing you are on the electoral register or you've been on it at some point in the last 15 years, then you are legally entitled to vote just the same as anybody else, and don't let anybody tell you different.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's the same different way where other the other citizens of the UK, they go on holidays, don't they?
Absolutely right, and therefore there should be no difference at all.
Okay, so the important bit is what are the ways to register and where can they go and vote, register to vote?
Well, the easiest way, the fastest way nowadays is to do it online. And if your listeners just Google register to vote, then they'll come straight through to a government website. And it takes less time than boiling an egg. It's about three and a half minutes.
Okay.
And it's dead easy.
Okay.
If you want to do it in the old way, you can, of course, still do it by post. Write to your local town hall or call your local town hall and ask for the forms. They'll send them to you. It takes a bit longer, but some people prefer that, of course.
Yeah, because obviously, if you look at the 60-plus or 55-plus, some of them can't use internet, but they obviously got children at home or their friends and families that they can fill in the form online sitting with them, can they not?
Yeah, absolutely. So people, it doesn't matter what method you prefer, there'll be a method which is right for you. We just want to make sure that it's easy for whoever it is, no matter you know how old they are and whether or not they like computers or hate them.
Yeah. Okay. A final message for the Punjab Radio listeners.
I guess it's your voice. It's your democracy. You are British citizens who are entitled to vote, and therefore use your vote because that's the way to make sure that people listen to you.
Yeah. Thank you, John, very much,
and
giving us this information. And hopefully, everybody should register and vote whoever they want in the next elections.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob. Thank you. This was John Penrose, MP for Western Supermare, and he's also Minister for Constitutional Reforms. Thonu dass ke gaye ne ke vote paana jehda bahut zaruri hai ga. Party jehdi marzi nu paao te tusi register apne aap nu karaoge. Voter register karaun layi ohde fayde ki ne ke jadon tusi kise loan layi apply karde ha jaan tusi kise ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਤੇ ਹੋਰ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਆ ਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਵੋਟਰਸ ਰੋਲ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਉਹ ਆਟੋਮੈਟਿਕਲੀ ਚੈੱਕ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਨਾ ਜਦੋਂ ਆਪਾਂ ਮੌਰਗੇਜ ਵੀ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਆ ਜਾਂ ਕਾਰ ਲੋਨ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਆ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਰਜਿਸਟਰ ਚੈੱਕ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਵੋਟਰਸ ਰੋਲ ਤੇ ਹੈਗੇ ਆ ਉਹਦੇ ਤੋਂ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਦੇ ਰਹਿਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਹੈਗੇ ਆ ਬਾਕੀ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਐਡਰੈਸ ਆ ਉਹ ਸੇਮ ਹੈਗਾ ਸੋ ਵੋਟ ਰਜਿਸਟਰ ਕਰਨਾ ਬਹੁਤ ਜ਼ਰੂਰੀ ਹੈਗਾ ਤੇ ਵੋਟ ਪਾ ਕੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਨੂੰ ਪਾਉਣਾ ਉਹ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਆਪਣੀ ਮਰਜ਼ੀ ਹੈਗੀ ਆ ਪਰ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣਾ ਓਪੀਨੀਅਨ ਦੱਸ ਸਕਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਜੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਲੇਬਰ ਨੂੰ ਨਹੀਂ ਲਾਈਕ ਕਰਦੇ ਤੇ ਕੰਜ਼ਰਵੇਟਿਵ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਲਈ ਬੈਟਰ ਆ ਫਿਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕੰਜ਼ਰਵੇਟਿਵ ਨੂੰ ਵੋਟ ਪਾ ਸਕਦੇ ਆ ਜੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਕਿ ਕੰਜ਼ਰਵੇਟਿਵ ਨਹੀਂ ਠੀਕ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਠੀਕ ਨੇ ਸੋ ਇਹ ਵੋਟ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਆਪਣੀ ਹੈਗੀ ਜਿਹਨੂੰ ਪਾਉਣੀ ਹੈ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੋਈ ਵੀ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਹੋਰ ਨੂੰ ਵੋਟ ਪਾਉਣੀ ਆ ਵੋਟ ਪਾਉਣ ਲਈ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਇੱਥੇ ਦੀ ਗਵਰਨਮੈਂਟ ਆ ਸਪੈਸ਼ਲੀ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕੰਸਟੀਟਿਊਸ਼ਨਲ ਰੀਫੋਰਮ ਵਾਲੇ ਆ ਉਹ ਕਹਿ ਰਹੇ ਨੇ ਕਿ ਆਪਣੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਵੋਟ ਆ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਬਣਾਓ ਤੇ ਫੇਰ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਇਸਤੇਮਾਲ ਕਰੋ ਤੇ ਹੁਣ ਜੀ ਥੋੜੀਆਂ ਮਿੰਟਾਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਆਉਣਗੇ ਵਿਸ਼ਾਲਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੌਲ ਤੇ ਆਪਾਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਸੁਣਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਖਬਰਾਂ ਤੇ ਮਿਲਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਜੀ ਖਬਰਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ
Punjab Radio, 1584 AM, Sky Channel 0130, DAB Digital Radio, and online at punjabradio.co.uk.
ਇਸ ਵਾਰੀ ਦੀ ਵਿਸਾਖੀ ਪੰਜਾ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਮਨਾਉਣ ਦੇ ਲਈ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਰੇਡੀਓ